Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole, and as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view, right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio. All right, here's a rundown of the topics I'll be discussing. This is the best news I've heard in a while. There's a chance that Major League Baseball could possibly start in May. I'll read the story about that, and then I'll give you my thoughts on how NHL, NBA, they might be able to do the same thing or a variation of it. And the 2020 draft will proceed in a virtual format. Find out what that means. And CBS Sports reports possible trade for Andy Dalton. I'll get to all that in a minute here. Okay. Now, this is the MLB possibly, like I said, possibly starting in May. ESPN sources and MLB are, it's union, are focused on a plan that could allow the season to start as early as May in Arizona, and it has the support of the high-ranking federal public health officials who believe the league can operate it safely. Here's the plan. A number of potential stumbling blocks. It has emerged above all other options as the likeliest to work, unless you want to wait till August, September, and baseball, you might as well not even play it then. Now, MLB and its Players Association are in agreement with this. The plan is that all 32 teams play in stadiums with no fans. Kind of sucks, but at least we'd have baseball. At least we'd have sports. They play in Phoenix area. That would also include the Chase Field where the Diamondbacks play. Now, there's, I think, 10 spring training teams out there. So, that's 11 fields. I know it would be kind of difficult to figure out how to do it, but I think it's worth a shot at least trying to do it. Players, coaching staffs, and other essential personnel would be sequestered. You know what I mean. Try to easy for me to say. Sequestered at local hotels where they would only travel to and from the ballpark. Excuse me. Sources say the federal officials at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the National Institute of Health, has been supportive of this plan. All right. I think it's a good idea. I think it's something at least worth exploring and trying to see if you could potentially do it. The reason I believe that you can do it is WWE has been running their show. They've been doing it down in Tampa, Florida, or excuse me, Orlando, Florida. They've all been, separated. I need the other word I can't say. And they've been able to do their shows. No, it's not been the same. There's nobody in the crowd or anything. But they've been able to keep doing it. Now, I know this is a lot bigger scale. But if you can get everybody out there, get them all tested, just keep them in the hotels, going from to and from the ballpark, then yes. And we can watch it on TV. Yes, I think this is a definite plan that could work, and they should at least try. Because my experience in something like this was 9/11. And we only had sports go away for like a week. It sucked. But once sports came back, it just made you feel like we're going to get through this. You know, we're going to make it. You know, I think personally, this country needs this. They need something normal. Now, I know it's not going to be normal because it's not going to be in your home stadium with fans. So it's going to be different. But at least it's something to get us back on track, because we can't just all sit at home all the time. You know, eventually this is going to go away and we're going to get back to normal. It's just a matter of figuring out how to do it the safest way possible. Now, what I said in the beginning of this is how could this work for the NHL and NBA? If the plan works and Major League Baseball can do this, then the NBA could do the exact same thing. Like in Vegas, where they have, I'm pretty sure that's where they have the Summer League, and they had a ton of hotels there. You put all the players there. They have lots of gyms. Plus, there's high schools there. I mean, NBA court, you could use a high school gym. It's the same size. So, because it doesn't matter what, if it fills people, because there's nobody going to be there except the people that have to be there, which is the players, the officials, and, you know, the TV guys, so we can watch it, and radio maybe. You know, NHL could do the same thing. Up in Canada, like Toronto or Montreal, I'm sure they got a million sheets of ice up there that, now they, NHL, they have to be NHL regulation size, but that's, these are things that if MLB can do this, then the NBA should be able to do it, and NHL, and we can at least get this going, and hopefully the numbers go down, and hopefully it won't be till August, and when the numbers go down and we get this thing under control, we can get back to playing in our stadiums and going to the games, and which, I mean, the other thing is, question for you, when that all gets back to normal and we can go watch these players play in the stadiums, would you go? Would you be scared to go? Me personally, I would love to go. I would be running to the stadium. I'd be running to sports bars to watch this and be around people and, you know, get back to what I love doing is talking to people about sports and watching sports. So I would be running to it. I know there's some people out there that would still be hesitant about it. So anyway, there's a couple of thoughts on what the MLB has said that they're working on and my thoughts on how it could potentially work out for the other leagues. Now, the NBA commissioner, NBA commissioner has said that, somebody told me that he said that the NBA should be the first one to start since they were the first one to stop. To me, buddy, whoever can figure out how to do it safely, and the keyword is safely, it's got to, if it ain't safe, don't do it. Safely should do it. And then everybody else can follow their lead. My opinion. All right, moving on to the 2020 NFL draft, known as the Joe Burrow draft. Joe freaking Burrow draft. All right, it will proceed in a fully virtual format, which is kind of like a cool way to say it is we talk on the phone, which FaceTiming, same thing. Everybody's going to be in their house. All Roger Goodell informed all 32 teams of this on a memo sent out Monday. So basically what it means is all the facilities are closed. NFL facilities are closed. Their team facilities are closed. This is all due to the compliance with the regulations of the due to the corona pandemic. So everything's closed. So not like Paul Brown Stadium, the offices, none of them are open. At least they shouldn't be open. So everybody's got to be at their house and FaceTiming or Zoom or whatever these new, I don't know if they're new or not, but everybody's using, you know, for virtual conference calls. You know, you have them all on different pictures and screen. This is the way the draft's going to work out. And like I said this in past shows, you can have Joe Burrow on his own iPad filming himself, hold up a Bengals jersey and, you know, saying thank you. And then, you know, he can take the interviews from the NFL Network, ESPN, and everybody else right there. So it's not the same, but it'll work, you know? So my question is, though, which actually might not be a bad thing. Does Mike Brown know how to work Zoom or FaceTime or any of that stuff? So who knows, which might be a good thing for the Bengals. Maybe Duke Tobin and Zach Taylor and Katie don't even have to listen to Mike Brown. He doesn't know how to work it. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But that's how the NFL draft is going to go. It's going to be very interesting, I think, to watch just to see how this all works. I'm very excited about the draft. One, I mean, obviously I'm excited because the Bengals are going to draft Joe Burrow. So I'm excited just for that and just how it's going to work out. It's just very, very unique and interesting circumstance. We will hopefully never have to do this again. All right, this show and every show is brought to you by T-Properties. T-Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. Okay, right before the show, I found this picture that CBS Sports sent out of a possible trade. I posted it on Sports or Strawberry Ice, and I posted it on Bengals Nation, and so far it has blown up. A lot of, I think it's a good trade, but I take it. But I'll read it here. CBS Sports reporting a possible Andy Dalton trade to Jacksonville for their 2020 sixth round pick. And everybody's like, no, Andy Dalton's worth way more than that, which is funny. Before this, everybody wanted to run Andy Dalton out of town and would, you know, you wanted to draft a quarterback and you wanted to just get rid of him. Now he's worth more than a sixth round pick, which is kind of funny. The problem is the Bengals messed up. They should have traded him when they benched him, or they should have benched him earlier and tried to trade him before the deadline. That was their, I think, his highest level that you could have got. Because right now, the quarterback situation has dried up for Andy Dalton. Teams who need a quarterback, like really badly need a quarterback, got one already. Jacksonville is a potential now and a potential in the future. The risk you take is you're hoping that Minshew does so bad in Jacksonville that when the season rolls around, they're willing to give you more draft picks for Andy Dalton. If that doesn't work, then you're stuck with Andy Dalton and he's going to finish his contract out and you're going to get a compensatory pick. I think that's the way, or maybe he just walks free. I'm not really sure about that. He might just walk free and you get nothing for him. So in my opinion, yes, I think Andy Dalton's worth more than a sixth round pick, but it's better than nothing. And to me, it's more important for the Bengals to get his money so they can spread it around to the other players like Joe Mixon, like whoever they're going to draft in with their second round pick and their, you know, the number one pick should be Joe Burrow. So to take that money, because that's an awful lot of money just to pay a backup quarterback. I mean, it just is. And in my opinion, I really do not think that Andy Dalton, even if he's here, is going to see the field unless Joe Burrow gets hurt. You know, and let's face it, if Joe Burrow gets hurt, if you got Andy Dalton this season, he might save the season, but that's not the point of this season. The point of this season is to draft Joe Burrow and get him going as fast as you can and get him ready for hopefully future seasons and hopefully playoff runs and stuff. So, I love Andy Dalton. I've been a big Andy Dalton supporter. I honestly think going to Jacksonville is a good fit for him. So I think it'd be a good trade for him. No, sixth round pick. No, I wish they'd get more for it, but they messed up. You know, they should have traded him a while ago. They should have been more active of trying to trade him before Tom Brady went to Tampa, before Drew Brees well resigned, before Philip Rivers went to Indy. I mean, Indy, I thought would have been a perfect place for Andy Dalton. I honestly think Indy's made a mistake. They should have gotten Andy Dalton instead of Philip Rivers, because I think Philip Rivers is more over the hill than they think he is. Maybe I'm wrong. But that's where the Bengals messed up. They should have been more proactive, I think, in trying to get rid of him, which I don't know if they were or not. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I mean, I'm not in the offices. I have no idea. So my point is, it's a six-round pick. You could take it. Yes, I do think they should get more than that, but I don't. Right now, there's nothing else. And the chance you take is, hopefully, not wishing bad ill on anybody, that somebody gets hurt or they play bad, that hopefully the Bengals could trade, you know, and get more than a six-round pick. That's the choice you're going to make. You take a chance and you try to either take the six-round pick and you don't get it, or you take a chance of the season and hoping to get something better. So, my opinion, it's too late. You should have traded them already. Take the six-round pick. But this is all stuff we can discuss on Facebook group. Like I said, this is something I posted on Bengals Nation. It's on there. So that's one of the three groups I help run. It's Bearcat Country, Reds Country, and like I said, Bengals Nation. They're all fun groups. We get on there, we argue, fight, have a good time talking, discussing sports. So they're really good. Check them out. Check out my pages, Facebook page, Sports or Strawberry Ice. I'm on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Jeff A. Trenopol, Trennepohl. I'm also on Instagram under Sports Strawberry Ice. YouTube, you guys have been awesome. This is obviously a YouTube show. So if you're on any of these Facebook pages and you're getting this link, do me a favor. Go on to YouTube, get yourself an account, and subscribe to my show. I am up to 320 subscribers. That is awesome. You guys have been great. Like I always say, I greatly appreciate it. I tried to get over 300 or get to 300 by the end of last week. I already passed it. Today's Tuesday. I'm at 320. Let's try to get 400 by the end of the week. That would be awesome. If you're on a podcast and you're listening to it on a podcast, I'm on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Beanpot, pretty much wherever you get podcasts, I'm on there. Look them up, your favorite podcast. Get your subscription. If you're on Apple, do me a favor, give me a 5-star review. I'd greatly appreciate that. And other than that, that's just sports, baby. Like, subscribe, share. Tell all your friends about me. See you guys.